right. Well, friends, even if you're not prone to step in to assist with this particular effort, we understand that. But certainly, listening to this program day in and day out, as many of you do, would you seriously consider becoming a partner? Send your gifts to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't delay. Do it today. You know what? God loves a cheerful giver, especially when he realizes always that we're holding it in trust for him. God bless you, and pray for David.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone. And we're going to be talking about what's really going on in America and in the world today. If you notice there's an increase in tempo of violence, of murder, certainly of all sorts of corruption at every level of our society, and certainly it is illegal, of course, to have a Bible in school today, but it's perfectly all right when these young people who have destroyed their lives are sent to prison. They can have a Bible in prison. That's a government institution. Why is it wrong to have a Bible in school, and it's all right to have a Bible in prison? Aren't they both government institutions? Isn't there a wall of separation between church and state? There's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the religious foundation of that nation. America is no longer a Christian nation, no matter what we may be told. Our ministers are not speaking out against torture, against corruption. Most of them are afraid to speak out for fear they'll lose their tax exemption, which is much certainly more important to them in many instances than doing what's right in the face of the moral depravity that is engulfing our nation today. And with that as the background, Pastor Billy Crone, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a joy and a pleasure to be on.
What are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we're going to talk about the other half of wickedness, if you will. And it's not only going to come in the world as a sign you're living the last days, but unfortunately, it's going to happen in the church. And that's what you alluded to. That, can you believe it? You'd actually have people behind the pulpit, pastors, who would not preach God's truth, who would shy away from it, who would only talk about pleasant things and things of that nature. And little do people realize that that's also a sign that you're living the last days. And it's just one of those things, Dr. Monteith, that obviously is dear to my heart as a pastor myself, but I just don't think that people realize how big of a sign this is and the fact that it is in full swing today. It answers a lot of questions. Unfortunately, the church is, you know, we're supposed to be the salt and light. We're supposed to be the preservative, the moral preservative of our society. And that's how it used to be in our country, just even a few decades ago, but not anymore. And what you're seeing is not only an increase of wickedness in the world, and that's usually where people point the finger, but you need to point another finger with the other hand at the church, unfortunately, because the church is no longer being the salt or the light. Pastors aren't speaking up, and not just pastors, Christians aren't speaking up. And it's not just that. The Bible clearly says in the last days they're not going to want to hear it, that you're going to literally see an apostasy in the church in the last days. As a sign, you're there. Jesus is about ready to come back. And this is what Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4. He says, the Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, the last days, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. And that's a pretty intense text right there. And you're thinking, man, demons? And yeah, when you take a look at what the church is now teaching and the whole mindset as to what they should be teaching from the pulpit and not teaching, I really think it's a demonic issue. It's spiritual warfare big time. And but what the Bible says, how do you know you're in the last days? You're only going to see this massive increase in the world of wickedness, people and the murders and all the atrocities we see every single day on the news. But you're going to see that inside the church, the Christian community, quote, they're going to depart. They're going to abandon. They're going to turn away. They're going to leave the basic cores of the Christian faith, literally for demonic teaching. And you think, wow, that's pretty serious. We don't see any signs of that. Yes, we do. But what you'll notice is that the teaching that's being the driving force behind the church today, it is demonic. It's just people don't think that. It's just a casual slide to get away from the Bible. And once the church goes down the tube, the nation follows, and that's exactly where we're at.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think people do not understand that we are a post-Christian nation. And much of this goes back to the fact that they infiltrated our religious seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, certainly 50 to 75 years ago. And when the Pope of the Catholic Church can say, talk about gay priests, well, who am I to judge? We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We're in real trouble.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Pastor
Billy, demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Dr. Stan, and certainly Pastor Billy is telling us what so many Christians believe today, which are really things that are really unchristian. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, and just here's another stat. Just it blows you away. And the reason why these are important, because it demonstrates, folks, that this is in the church. But again, it shouldn't be a surprise. The Bible says in the last days, you're going to see this. People in the church in the last days are going to abandon. They're going to depart. They're going to turn away from the Christian faith and follow demonic teaching. That's a sign you're in the last days. And these are all things that are coming from people who, quote, apparently go to church services. But by the way, going to a church service doesn't make you a Christian any more than sitting in the hen house makes you a chicken. You got to be born again. But these are people, quote, saying they're Christians, going to church services. Here's what they believe. You tell me if we're not in the full-blown apostasy that the Bible said would come in the last days. 65% say that Satan is not a living being, but he's just a symbol of evil. Excuse me? So was that just a symbol of evil that Jesus was confronted in Matthew chapter 4 at his temptation? Are the demons that Jesus cast out of people, were those just symbols of evil that actually made noise and talked back in their guttural voices as they were being ejected from people? It's crazy. And this is in the church. Okay? And then almost one-third of the church, actually almost one-third of the church, says that a good person can earn his or her way into heaven. Really? Then why in the world did Jesus die on the cross? It's absolutely crazy, okay? But and I could go on, but I think you're getting the point that in the last just couple decades alone, folks, there's been a massive rise of apostasy, exactly like the Bible said would happen when you're in the last days, okay? And you're thinking, well, how could people in the church actually do this? This is crazy. I mean, even just a cursory reading, just flip through the scripture, and you can't come to any of those conclusions. How? Well, folks, because what's happening in the church today, which again shouldn't be a surprise if you read the Bible, is the church is flooded with phony Christians. People who are professing Christ, but they really don't know Christ as their Savior. They're fake. They're phony. And again, this shouldn't be a surprise because the Bible talks about this dichotomy in the church, true versus false. You got the wheat versus the tares. You got the sheep versus the goats. And even Jesus, our Lord, says the prime example of somebody who was in the midst, but he was phony the whole time. And of course, Jesus being God, he knew. And that's the classic example with Judas. John chapter 6 says this, "For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them," the 12 disciples, "which of them did not believe and who would betray him." And so Jesus said this, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who though one of the 12 would later betray him. And so again, this shouldn't surprise us. Jesus, even back then, tells us that just because somebody's within the camp or church, whatever you want to call it, not everyone who claims to be a Christian or a disciple of Christ really is one, okay? In fact, we actually demonstrate this. We share actual interviews of people going to church services who are not saved, and they make no bones about it. And the only reason why they're going is because, well, you know, they look around, they kind of survey the different religions, and, you know, Christianity, it's got some good morals, and I want to bring my kids up morally, but I don't really believe it. I'm just doing it. And you think it's crazy? This is a transcript. You get the videos, folks. You'll see this guy's interview. He makes no bones about it. And he's in the church. He's there. He's sitting in the pews. He's passing a plate. He's sitting there listening to the sermon. He's walking in, walking out. He's hanging out, shaking hands. The guy is totally unsaved. He admits it, makes no bones about it. But here's what he says. His name's Larry. He said, "I'd really call myself an agnostic. I live my life the way I believe it should be lived. I very much live along Christian value lines, but no, I'm not convinced. And frankly, I don't worry about it. I don't care." He says, "I go to church. I support the church and everything else. I'm very much in favor of it. I believe in strong morals and strong family values, and I want to bring them up in my children. I also believe that my views are my views, and other people believe what they want to believe, and I don't want to get in an argument and try to convince them otherwise." He says, "Logically, intellectually, I got a hard time grasping that Christianity is necessarily right. I mean, take Judaism, for example," he says. "Why isn't that just another mythology? I mean, you know, Romans had mythology, Greeks had mythology. Why isn't Christianity just another mythology?" He says, "You know, yeah, I admit, you know, you look at Jesus, you had to say he's a phenomenal human being, a phenomenal leader. He was able to call himself the Son of God, and he had a bunch of disciples, and he got a lot of people to believe that he was the Son of God, and that evolved into a great religion." And then he says this, this is a guy going to church services. He says, quote, "My view of the afterlife is there is none. Life ends when you die. You didn't exist beforehand, and you will not exist afterward." An actual interview, you could see the guy with your own eyes, folks, in the church on the videos. Anyway, but folks, this is what you see. This is not just, that's one guy at one random church. I'm telling you, folks, just like the Bible said, the church is being flooded with these phony baloney believers, which then gives rise to Well, gee, that's why you got 65% of people professing, like Larry, to be in the midst of the church, but they would say Satan doesn't exist. That's why you got 30% of people who go to church services say that Jesus died but never had a physical resurrection. It's because the church is flooded with fake believers, okay? In fact, so much so, folks, that early on in ministry when I began to encounter this in the church, because, man, I could tell you some creepy stories in some of the church boards and places I've served, but I used to have what was called, I called it the 50-50 rule, and I was just trying to be generous, you know? And I figured about, you know, probably about half of the people who go to a church service today across America, okay, typically, about half of them don't know Christ, okay, that they're fake. You know, they're just coming because their grandma made them, or they're just coming because they're bored and lonely. Believe it or not, people do that all the time. They're just coming because they like the potlucks once in a while, or they're just coming because they, frankly, have nothing else better to do, or that's their friends, or all that stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, okay? And, but that doesn't mean that they've ever asked Jesus to forgive them of their sin, okay? But I remember years back, and I was reading D. James Kennedy's biography, and he brought this up, and then obviously intrigued my interest as a fellow pastor, and he put his number of fake Christians in the church as high as 80%. And the reason why he said 80% was he based it on what was called the 20-80 rule that you see typical in churches across America. And that's where 20% of the people do 100% of the work, while 80% of the people do zero. And he said the reason is simple, in his opinion. The reason why 80% of people in the church do nothing is because they're not true Christians. Because how in the world can you be a true born-again Christian and have zero, no, not a nothing, not an ounce of desire to serve Jesus? The logical response for being thankful, you can't earn your way to heaven, okay? It's a gift. That's why salvation is called a gift, okay? It's the gift of salvation. But the logical response of giving such a phenomenal gift is this. Hey, man, can I do something for you? Can I shine your shoes, wash your car, take you out to eat or something, so to speak? Okay, and for somebody to sit here and say you're a Christian, hey, thanks, Jesus, for forgiving me of every single one of my sins, past, present, future, even the ones I don't even know about all my life, and rescue me from hell, and take me to heaven where the streets are made of gold, and sit there and say, nah, I got no desire. I'm going to go home and watch the game. What? Okay, and folks, I'm telling you, it's not just individuals, okay, sitting in the pew. It's gotten so bad. I'm telling you, it's people behind the pulpit, okay? I'll never forget in seminary, and one of the teachers was talking about an encounter that he had when he was going to seminary, and it was the graduating class at doctoral level. And at the very end of the class, the very last class, at the end of the semester, right before graduation, one of the teachers that he actually looked up to challenged the class and the class, and he said, I just want to show a hand here at the end of the semester. I just want to show a hand of how many of you guys really don't even believe all this stuff, okay? And I remember, I'll never forget him telling the story. He says, I thought that was a big joke, you know, I was just kidding around, whatever. He said, first of all, he said he was shocked when all of a sudden almost the majority of the class of the hands went up in seminary. And then the teacher whom he looked up to raised his hand as well. He said it was his stomach. He said he felt like he was going to puke. He felt like he was in almost a twilight zone kind of thing. Like this isn't really happening. I'm waiting for Candy Candor to show up, but it was really happening. And then he says, I was in a complete daze. Class was dismissed, walking out into the hall. And he says, I almost just was just stumbling around because it hit him that hard. It was just such an absolute utter shock that it was all phony. And he walks out in the hall and he says, and two of the students walk by, fellow students. And one guy had made the comment basically reiterating that, yeah, this is just a bunch of baloney. And the only reason why he was, quote, went to seminary is because he figured it was a pretty good, quote, gig, a good way to make an income. Not making it up. Another account, another guy was, he was the guy who was teaching the pastors at the pastors' conferences. And one of the guys that was in the conferences, after listening to this guy for a while, he was like, man, is this guy even saved? And is he really even a Christian? And so, believe it or not, he actually goes up in one of the breaks during the pastor's conference, the guy who was teaching the pastors at the pastor's conference, he goes up and he starts to share Jesus Christ with them, finds out the guy, in fact, is not saved, And the good news was he actually explained the gospel to him, and the guy did get saved. But listen, this is the guy prior to that who was teaching the pastors at the pastors' conference. And that's nothing. I'm telling you, folks, it is not just in the seminaries. It's not just at the conferences. It's behind the pulpit. Okay, just because a person has a seminary degree, just because they might wear a robe or no robes or whatever, just because they get behind the pulpit every Sunday and, quote, have a sermon, that doesn't mean that they're saved. And I'm talking about pastors. And after the break, I'll give you some actual examples. These guys admit it, that they're not quote-unquote pastors. They're not saved. In fact, they're atheists, and they're lying to their congregation. This is the shape of the church today, folks. We need to wake up, and we need to call these men out, and we need to realize this is a sign from God. We are in the last days. This is exactly what he said was going to happen right before Jesus came back.
I don't think it's so hard for people to realize that certain people who actually are ministers don't believe in certainly in the Trinity. And I remember one of the young men I went to, who was in my church when I was a very young man. I saw him many years later as a minister, congratulated him, and he said, well, I'm just doing it because it's a great way to do good. We'll be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought, and this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. He's simply talking about the fact that there are ministers, Sydney, with churches all across our country who really don't believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, but it's a business. And this is one reason why the church is in so much trouble today. They can speak the speak, but they don't really believe in their hearts that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, just to demonstrate, it is all across the board, folks. It's not just people at the conferences, not just the seminary levels in the Bible college. It's even behind the pulpit, all across the board. This guy, his name is Daryl, he's a Presbyterian, and he calls himself a progressive-minded pastor, okay? And he wants to see his kind of non-doctrinal Christianity given validity. In other words, he wants to teach something different. In other words, just like Paul warned about nearly 2,000 years ago to Timothy, in the last days, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons, not the truth. So that's what this guy wants. He wants to promote non-doctrinal Christianity in replacement in the church. And he acknowledges he's more of a pantheist, that all is God. He thinks that, you know, the more educated members of his church, quote-unquote, hold the same beliefs as his own. And here's his belief. He rejects the virgin birth. He rejects the substitutionary atonement of Jesus. He rejects the divinity of Jesus. He rejects heaven and hell in the traditional sense. And he says he's not alone. How in the world could 25% of people who go to church services across America today say that it doesn't matter what faith you follow because all faith groups teach the same lesson? How could almost the same amount of people who go to church services today say that all people, regardless of their religious beliefs, are going to experience the same outcome after death? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it rolls downhill. And because you got men like this behind the pulpit who are phony, who admit it, and they're teaching their demonic teaching, their lies, in the church, and then other people eat it up, and on it goes. This is what's happening in the church, okay? And he tells the reason why. He's saying, like, man, how do you live with yourself, guy, with all due respect? He says, quote, it's largely for financial reasons. It's how I provide for my family. And he admits that if he told the church the truth, espoused his belief, he says, I may be burning bridges in terms of my ability to earn a living this way. Well, how about stop being a liar and be honest and get an honest job? Okay, stop lying to people and go change tires or pick peaches, do something, you know, but don't stand behind the pulpit and lie to people every week. Okay, two more examples. I'm telling you, folks, this is happening all across America, all across the board. All denomination. Adam, he's a minister of the Church of Christ, and after years in the ministry, he basically, quote, lost all theological confidence. And in fact, so much so that he's, quote, moved fully into an atheist mode, yet he continues to lead his church in worship. Okay, how? You're thinking, how could this guy do it? I mean, he's a full-blown atheist in the church. How in the world is this guy going to pull it off, right? Listen to his own words. He says, here's how I'm handling my job on Sunday morning. I see it as play acting. I see myself as taking on the role of a believer in a worship service and performing. Can you believe that? And he says, again, he stays in ministry because he likes the people and the job still. He said if he had an alternative source of income, he would take it. He said he feels hypocritical, but no longer believes that hypocrisy is wrong. Can you believe that? The guy admits that he fakes it. He's faking it. It's just like a play he puts on every single Sunday morning, and the people don't even know. Oh, but I'm sure that's an isolated case. No, it's not, folks. It's all across America, okay? Let me give you one more. I'm telling you, it's all across the board. Doesn't matter the denomination. John, this guy's John. He's a Southern Baptist minister, okay? And he's primarily served as a worship leader, and he was, a quote, attracted to Christianity as a religion of love. But as he continued forth, it, quote, brought him to the point of not even believing in God. He says, I didn't plan on becoming an atheist. I just had no choice, if I'm honest with myself, which is a true hypocrisy because he's obviously not being honest with the church members. He rejects all belief in God, all Christian truths or claims out of hand. Okay, so again, how can people believe those stats I shared earlier? Well, because of guys like this, and it goes downhill. And he says, listen, he's a determined atheist. And again, this unbelieving minister admits that he stays in the ministry because of finances. And this guy even names his price. He says this, listen, if someone said, here's $200,000. He said, I'd be turning in my notice this week because then I can pay off everything. Excuse me? Folks, we need to call these guys out on the carpet. If they won't remove themselves from the ministry, they have to be removed. And if they lack the integrity to resign from the pulpit, the church has got to kick them out. They're phony, they're apostates, and they're ruining the church. But again, we shouldn't be surprised. That's what the Bible said would happen when you're living in the last day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think there's any question we are living in the last days. Look at America today. Look at the rise of violence. Where are ministers speaking out against the Supreme Court's Engle versus Vitale ruling that took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools and of course, gave us evolution? We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Pastor Billy Crone. We're simply talking about, unfortunately, that we have people in our ministries today at the pulpit who really do not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ because they infiltrated our religious seminaries many years ago. And tragically, many of these people are the leading ministers across America today. And this is one reason we're in the trouble we are today. And this was prophesied that there'd be a great apostasy in the last days. And there is a great apostasy in the last days. There are an awful lot of people who call themselves Christians who do not believe in the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, before we go on, Pastor Billy, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and to Sydney. If they ever get to sort of Las Vegas, they could get to your church. How can they, Sydney, get to your website?
Yeah, you could check us out at our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetaLifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area and you want to come by live for services and studies, you're more than welcome. You can check us out at Sunrise Baptist Church. That's at sunriselv.com. SunriseLV is in Las Vegas.com. Or you can just search for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And basically, of course, we carry many of Pastor Billy's DVD sets. And basically, in the final countdown, there are usually five DVDs in the set. And I think we're up to about seven right now. We're going to be looking at the seventh one, and there are more along the way. The final countdown is the fact that we're living in prophetic times. We're living in the times that were already foretold, where suddenly there was going to be a reinstituted state of Israel. Certainly, Israel did not exist for 2,000 years, but we're told that just before the end times, why, of course, Israel will be reconstituted and will play a very important part in the unfolding of history. And as we look and see what's going on today, here's this little tiny state of Israel. And it is having a profound impact on everything or so many of the things going on throughout the world today. And certainly what's going on over there in the Middle East, so much of it centers about the relationship between Israel and the Arab nations and neighbors. Well, Pastor Billy, you go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, and again, that's been one of the clear signs, Dr. Monteith, brought up the Jewish people ever since 1948 when they returned to the land. And ever since then, paying attention to the Jewish people. They're going to come back to the land. They're going to be a nation one day. They're going to be united. Their currency is going to go back to the shekel. They're going to blossom as a rose in the desert. They're going to have a powerful military. They're going to become a source of world conflict. They're going to want to rebuild the temple. And that's all happening right now, folks, before our very eyes. That's a clear-cut sign we're in the last days. And people know about that. And if they pay attention to the Jewish people, if you want to know God's prophetic time clock, pay attention to the Jewish people. And that's true. Folks, I'm telling you, the Bible says you need to also pay attention to the church. And when you see the church flooded with phony baloney believers, when you see the church turning away from the basic truths of Christianity and following actual demonic teachings, when you see the church flooded with their seminaries and their conferences and their pastors and the pulpit and the pews flooded with people who don't even know Jesus Christ, their Savior, you better wake up. Your redemption draws near. Jesus said, lift up your head, man. Your redemption draws near. He's about ready to come back and get us. Okay, but again, this lie, that why did these guys continue? I mean, the moment that these guys, the cat's out of the bag that they're not even saved in the pulpit, how can they, or they're lying to people, and they're ripping them off of their cash, like the hucksters that we see on TV today, so-called Christian TV, and how could these guys continue? Well, I'm telling you, because they have conditioned us to think that speaking up is wrong, but that's not what the Bible says. Jesus, again, he called out the Pharisees. Okay, and Paul called out false teachers to the church by name. Let me give you one example, 1 Timothy 1. He says, some of these have rejected, speaking to Timothy, young pastor, he says, some of these have rejected these, the true teachings of Christianity, and have so shipwrecked their faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul says this. He says, speaking of people who are guilty of false teaching, he says their teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus, he calls them out a second time, and now a third person, Philetus, who have wandered away from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some. Paul called these people out by name in the church, who have walked away from the Christian faith and were messing up the church. But we can't do that today? Hey, folks, I'm telling you, we have got to wake up in the church. We need to call a spade a spade. And we got to call these people out by name, and we need to deal with them. And if you get the studies, you're going to see that. That's exactly what we do. We call these people out by name. And we only call them out by name for your own protection. But we show you actual video clips of these guys in action denying even the basic truths of Christianity from the pulpit. And what you find is these are some of the people who are in some of the biggest, quote-unquote, churches today. But the reason why this has happened, folks, in the church, a lot of it, is not just liberalism. It's because of a demonic teaching, and I'll say that because I think it really is. because the Bible says that Satan is the father of all lies. So that means, ultimately, where does a lie, even a lie of a false teaching, get started ultimately? Some sort of demonic influence, right? Whispering in somebody's ear, getting them to think something, whatever, blah, blah, and there you go. Okay, and that's what the Bible says. People are going to turn away from Christianity. They're going to abandon, turn away from the truth, and they're going to follow demonic teaching. One of those demonic teachings that's really impacted the church is the church growth movement. And basically, if you're not familiar with that, folks, that's really how I would say, gosh, I don't even know how high the number would be. I mean, 80% more of the church, maybe more than that, of the church is, quote, doing church. And basically what it is the church is being led astray by marketing manipulation and secular business techniques as to how you're supposed to run the church. Don't do it biblically, okay? But you need to use slick business techniques. You need to treat people like not a person, but a product. They're just a number. They're just a cog in the machine, okay? And you need to use marketing techniques in order to make your church grow. And part of that first lie that they've gotten the churches to buy into is that the growth that is what's for a successful church is numerical growth, not spiritual growth. The Bible, Jesus said, right before he ascended to the right hand of the Father, he told his disciples, go into all the world and make disciples. Disciples is disciplined learners in the Greek there, mathetes, where we get the word mathematics, I believe. It's a disciplined learner. That means you really know your stuff. You're grown up spiritually. That's what Jesus said the disciples are to do. Now go out there and make these disciplined learners. But not anymore. The growth that is being the number one top priority in the American church today is numerical growth, okay? And that's the game. That's where the whole slide has taken place, that somehow you are not a successful church if you aren't a mega church, if you don't have 200 people or 2,000 people or 20,000 people. And if you don't, you need to use business techniques and marketing schemes to get people in, okay? Now, they think, well, that's not too bad. Well, no, it is bad. Because once you focus on numbers instead of spiritual growth, okay, that's where you begin to slide, okay? And for the sake of numbers, what they say is don't give people the Bible because that might offend them. And if you give them what the Bible says, then they're going to get offended and they're going to leave. And if they leave, your number's going to go down. And see, that's the game. You got to keep your numbers up. So what do? Believe it or not, it's called tickle their ears. And this is another thing that Paul said is going to happen in the last day, 2 Timothy chapter 4. And he says this, he said, and he warns Timothy. He says, I give you this charge. You need to preach the word, okay? Be prepared, whether people like it or not, in season, out of season, correct, rebuke, encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. Why? Because the time is going to come when men, speaking in the context of the church, will not put up a sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myth. Okay? And so the Bible says that in the last days, okay, you're going to see some seriously rotten behavior, not only in the world, okay, but you're going to see in the last days in the church, okay, that they are not going to put up with, the church is not going to put up with sound doctrine. In other words, they're not going to like hearing. How do you know in the last days? People are not going to like to hear the Bible. Instead, the church, will take the initiative to gather around themselves a whole bunch of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Now, the word there in the Greek there is for itching is the Greek word kinetho. And it means to desire only that which is pleasant, which means in the last days, people in the church will only want to hear pleasant things from the pulpit, or what I call fluff. So much so that they will take the initiative to gather around themselves only teachers who will only tell them fluffy things, not God's word, because they don't want to put up that anymore. Folks, I will tell you this loud and clear. It is my contention, my full belief, that that passage of Scripture as a sign we're living in the last days is being fulfilled before our very eyes. And this is exactly what the lie of the church growth movement has done. It says that in order to be a successful church today, you need to preach fluff from the pulpit and only fluff. Why? Because it's all about numbers. You got to keep those people coming back. And if you want your numbers to keep going through the roof, you have to gut all your sermons of anything that might actually convict people, you know, sin, hell, God's wrath, his hatred towards it. Don't do that. I mean, what are you, some sort of a crazy wacko? I mean, that's counterproductive to the new goal. They might leave. And so here's what you do. Here's a better business technique. Don't convict them when they come to this religious service. Coax them. Don't make them feel bad. Hey, make them feel glad. Give them fluff and only fluff. Tell them week after week how good they are, how awesome, how much God loves them. There's nothing to fear. Life is great. Oh, tell them this one. The economy's going to turn around. They can be financially successful. Oh, tell them how important it is to have such a high self-esteem. And, of course, learn to be a better you. And, man, if you keep that up, I tell you what, you're going to have numbers going out of your ears. They're going to be going through the roof. Isn't that awesome? I mean, after all, we all know that everybody loves to have a motivational speech once in a while, right? And, folks, I'm telling you, you might think that nobody in their right mind would ever fall for that. I mean, that's demonic. That's crazy. That's nuts. I mean, who in the – folks, if you look around, I'm telling you, by and large, that's what's happened to the church. People in the last days, they only want fluff, okay, and that's going on today. But listen, I'm telling you, and I have to say this because a lot of people you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you might be going, right on, Pastor Billy. I'm so glad somebody's actually speaking up about this. This is exactly what's going on in my church or this church or that church or every church I've been to. I can't even find a healthy church. I just got yet another call from somebody today, and this was from Montana. They have no church. There is no option. It's all gone south. They have zero option, and so they've actually been just trying to find some healthy food, so to speak, spiritually, and so they've been tuning into our live broadcast and the stuff that we archive online. And every week we get phone calls from people, and this is happening all over. And again, you might say, hey, finally, somebody speak up and telling you about this, that this is going on. But I'm telling you, folks, this is the way it is. This is what these people are doing. It's all across the board. In fact, you're thinking, well, come on, is it really that bad? Are they really only preaching fluff? Yeah, in fact, I kid you not, folks, they even have a term for it in, quote, Christian. I even hesitate to call it Christianity. How about Christendom? Okay, let's use that. And that's a blanket term that I'll use to describe people, the whole Christian quote thing. Doesn't necessarily mean they're saved, but whatever. But they actually have a term for this now. Okay, it's called theotainment. This is what you're supposed to give to people, right, from the pulpit. Theotainment. You know, theos, God, theotainment. Okay, God entertainment. And they say, hey, man, if you want massive amounts of people coming to your church, then just keep giving them theotainment, okay? And part of the theotainment is you've got to kind of look like an entertainer yourself, you know? And this is why you'll see people in the church today, pastors, youth leaders, whatever, worship leaders, you know, people, you know, up there on the podium, that they look like the world. They act like the world. They speak like the world. They got hairdos like the world. They got everything else. You know, they dress like the world and all that stuff. Folks, I'm telling you, that's part of the lie, okay, which is crazy. We're not supposed to be like the world. I'm not saying that it's wrong if you wear the same shoes as somebody. He's not saying that. You're missing the whole point, okay? But what you're seeing is people are so desperately trying to get the world to like us, not confront them with the life-saving true gospel so they can be saved, but they're trying to get the world to like us as Christians, act like them, speak like them, dress like them, look like them, so that the world, when they come, will feel comfortable, just so that they'll keep coming back just to jack up their numbers. Excuse me? You're supposed to share with them the gospel so they can be saved. It's absolutely crazy. And I don't know about you folks, but me personally, I don't want my pastor to look like Bono. I want a pastor who resembles not this world. I want a pastor who looks like Jesus Christ. I want a pastor who says like the Apostle Paul, follow me as I follow Jesus Christ, not follow me as I follow the way of this world. I want a pastor, I want a spiritual leader who will help me pull me out of this wicked world system, not push me back into it. And this is exactly what's going on today, folks, all for the sake of entertainment, all for the sake of entertainment. That it just continues to go on and on and on and on, and that's all you get, okay? And we get, you know, people all the time that say, man, let me challenge you. When was the last time you heard at your church from the pulpit a message on hell? In fact, I'll take it even deeper. When was the last time you even heard the word hell even spoken from the pulpit? When's the last time you heard a message about God's wrath? When's the last time anybody from your church ever took you through a thorough study on Bible prophecy? Never, probably. Okay, that's why. Because you know, people, you know, that might offend them. And if you offend them, they're not going to come back. If they don't come back, then the number's going to go down and you're not successful. Do you see the lie? Do you see, folks, how demonic it is? In fact, this whole baloney that, you know, it's all about learn to be a better you, and God's promised you riches and glory and fame, and if you'll just keep coming back week after week, I'll tell you another technique of how you can have a great, it's crazy. Part of that's called the prosperity gospel, and we deal with that on a whole other message and expose those guys as well, and you'll see them in action. But I like what one guy said about it. He says, I don't know how you feel about the prosperity gospel, the health, wealth, and prosperity gospel. He says, I'll tell you what I feel about it, hatred. He said, it's not the gospel. He said, it's being exported from this country to Africa and Asia, and it's selling the bill of goods to the poorest of the poor. You know, if you believe this message, your pigs won't die, your wife won't have miscarriages, and you're going to have rings on your fingers and coats on your back. He says, that's coming out of America, okay? He said, instead of giving what's true, we're selling them a bunch of crud. Okay, it's not even the gospel. And he says, the reason why is here's the reason why it's so horrible. He said, when was the last time any American, African, Asian ever said, hey, Jesus is all satisfying because I drive a BMW? He said, never. Okay? In fact, if you say that to the world, then they'll say, hey, did Jesus give you that BMW? Hey, I'll take Jesus. He said, that's idolatry. That's not the gospel. That's elevating gifts above the giver. He said, I'll tell you what makes Jesus look so beautiful. It's when you smash your car and your little girl goes flying through the windshield and lands dead on the street, and you say to the deepest possible pain, God is enough. He's good. He'll take care of us. He'll satisfy us. He'll get us through this. He's our treasure. Whom have I in heaven but you? My flesh, my heart, my little girl may fail, but God, you're my strength and my portion forever. He says that makes God look glorious. God is not the giver of cars or safety or health. He says God is most glorified in you when you're most satisfied in him in the midst of loss, not prosperity. And that's what's missing from the church today, is people are not realizing that it is God and God alone that is the source of our strength and joy, not a bunch of riches and cash, and learn how to be a better you.
And that's very so true. Our guest, of course, is Pastor Billy Crone. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. Pastor Billy is just wrapping up, pointing out that the real problem facing America today is not the crooked politicians, but it is in the church, which is certainly turned away from its calling. Pastor Billy, you're going to have to wrap things up, but it's been a wonderful program, one of the finest ones I've heard. But what are your parting thoughts before we let you go?
Well, again, just wanted to reiterate that it's not just the pastors, it's the churches, folks. If they're so infiltrated with non-Christians, that when a pastor does preach the Bible, he either will, they will not hire these guys, okay? I'm telling you from personal testimony. Or when they start hiring them, they will fire them, okay? The churches were in the last days. They only want fluff and only fluff. This is a clear sign from God. Jesus Christ is already come back, and we need to get prepared.
God bless. Thanks very much, Pastor Billy. We'll look forward to having you back real soon.
God bless. Thank you, Dr.
God bless you, too. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you've enjoyed what Pastor Billy is saying, because I think he says it so much better than I do. And basically, of course, we'll have this program. You can get this on CD or tape. But we certainly carry his programs on the Final Countdown. And basically, there are 5 or 6 DVDs in each one. And we have 1 through 6, I think, at the present time. And we'll have the 7th one very soon. It's completed. And if you want to order that, you can. My calling is at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pastor Billy's teaching about the Final Countdown, the final days. The prophetic events that are taking place are vitally important, and you can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we would simply point out that if you're out there in the listening audience and you believe in what we're trying to accomplish, pointing out that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and get our 4 best CDs of the month and our newsletter, or just subscribe to our newsletter, or simply join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a catalog that lists all of our DVDs and tape sets and videos and books, and the other items we carry, the Miracle-Do soap products, the spices, the medical products, certainly the various things that we think that certainly will help you, but also help Radio Liberty. This is how we support what we do. And believe me, I don't take a salary, nor does my wife. We do what we do full-time because we really believe there's a message that needs to be gotten out, and hopefully we're touching people's lives. I know we are, because many have written to us and told us that they've come to know the Lord. And what a wonderful calling that is, what a wonderful privilege it is to do what I do. If you'd like to join us, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or please go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, or you can listen to our radio programs. And, of course, I do 4 hours of live radio there. We do another hour, but it's not posted on our website. But you can get the 4 hours of Radio Liberty, and then we have it archived. So if it's not convenient, you can archive the program. You have our permission to pull anything that we have done down and circulate it. You can read our newsletters. If you want to copy them, you can. They go back 15 years or more. And basically, they will explain to you about the secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, secret Luciferian societies working behind the scenes, of course, anxious to take over your life and certainly to destroy your church. I've had ministers, a number of them, who listen to our programs, who tried to teach the truth, and who have written and said that there are people planted on their board of directors who actually targeted them to get rid of them. This is not imaginary. These things are really going on in our churches today. People are planted in the churches to go after and to certainly destroy any minister who tries to get the true gospel of Jesus Christ out there. If you have a good minister, back him every step of the way. He's going to need your help, because if he's doing the right thing, he's going to come under attack. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back this next hour with Barry Shamet's fascinating program coming up.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with hope.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. For the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamet, who is a Jewish reporter who actually worked in Israel for some 30 years and covering many of the crimes that were involved there and the corruption at the highest levels of his government. But because of the fact he was embarrassing people, he was pointing out the corruption of the president of Israel, Peres, and certainly the murder of certain key people in the Israeli government. Why, of course, there were threats against his life. And as a result, Barry was forced to come to America. And certainly this is one reason we're able to have him on here almost on a weekly basis to keep us abreast of what's happening in the Holy Land. Barry Shamet, thank you so very much for being with us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here as always.
Well, basically, I read your latest article, and I'm just going to let you pick up the story and explain to our listeners this focus of your concern.
The focus right now is I have no internet. I was cut off from Israel. I've been on the phone to Israel all day trying to get it back. They don't know what happened. My server doesn't know why I'm cut off. I'm without, I don't know, unless they solve this, I'm without income. You caught me in a very, very, well, let's say aggravated moment, all right?
Okay, fine. Well, we'll get through this program. Just hope and pray that email coverage will come back again. We'll just wait and see. In the next few days, we'll know. But go right ahead.
Yeah, I guess so. I must have written a beautiful... Did you like it?
Yes, I did very much.
In retrospect, reading it again, I think I hit something really, really sensitive. All right, let's try and go through it. Now, this is complicated, and I want your listeners to know this is complicated. And I reread it, you know, three or four times before the show just so I could, you know, have the facts straight. It's still complicated, but let's do our best.
Well, I think most people really aren't too acquainted with Turkey and the background of what happened in Turkey, certainly almost 100 years ago, but you pick up the story.
All right, let's start with pre-Turkey. We'll get there, and that's coming up. Let's start with why I wrote the article. Now, look, my readers kind of look to me to point out, I mean, ridiculous outrageous, all right? Ridiculous outrageous. the recent one was the Ethiopian Aliyah. Now, just know that a lot of Ethiopians were brought from Ethiopia. Leave it at that. What we don't know is that in the absorption centers and in their assimilation centers in Ethiopia, they were given something called the Provo.
Now, this is for the women to keep them from getting pregnant. Go right ahead. Without their knowledge or consent, go ahead.
Yeah, that pretty well sums it up. I hear the music. Do I have time?
Well, you've only got about 30 seconds before we go to the break. So.
All right, then I'll just say that a member of the Knesset, apparently an honest one, Orly Levy Abexis, wants to know about a TV report that Ethiopian women were given birth control without their knowledge or consent.
In other words, these would be some people there in Israel who didn't want the Ethiopian women who were Jewish to have children there. They did not want to have a large number of black people. A totally racist attitude, and unfortunately, why, of course, this has been fairly well covered up, but Barry's talking about this as a prologue to his article. Barry, go right
ahead. Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is simply talking about the discrimination against the Ethiopian Jews who were brought to Israel, and certainly that there's a great deal of evidence that the women were given Depo-Provera to prevent them from having pregnancies. But Barry points out that this has been an attitude of the ruling elite in Israel for a long time, and certainly after the Second World War, or certainly after Israel was formed as a nation, why the Sephardic Jews, those from Yemen, and those certainly that came from other countries, Sephardic Jews, where all sorts of terrible things were done to them. Certainly there were about 4,000 Yemeni children who were actually kidnapped in Central America for medical experiments. There were well over 100,000 Sephardic children who were treated as far as a program that basically to see how much radiation you could give to them, where they shaved their heads, and then in the name of treating them from ringworm, they raided them with massive amounts of radiation, killed thousands of these children, and many of the people to this very day have never recovered. Those who did survive of the 100,000 Sephardic children who were simply targeted for use for experimentally by the leaders of Israel at that time, and it was many, many years ago. Well, then Chris Berry's going on to talk about the man who was the father of modern-day Turkey, and basically the Ottoman Empire had dominated that part of certainly the Middle East for many years, for hundreds and hundreds of years. But following the Second World War, a man named who came to be known as Atatürk came to power. What most people don't know is that he was actually Jewish and that he had strong ties to a segment of Judaism which hates conventional Judaism. But I'm going to let Barry pick up the story from there. The story of Atatürk. Go right ahead, Barry.
Boy, you really summed that up well. I got to tell you, you're taking in the info really well.
Well, I read your articles, Barry. That's how I know. Go right ahead.
Well, as you know, I'm rarely wrong, rarely. And it's, by the way, I'm very depressed. I don't have access to the world. And, you know, I'm very depressed. Writing this latest article really cut me off. Now, as for Mustafa Kemal, your listeners don't have to know that he was the founder of modern-day Turkey. All right, but he was. The real problem was he was a follower of a false messiah named Sabtayshvili. And most of your listeners don't know who Sabtayshvili was. 17th century false Judaic messiah who was exposed, and one little sect in Turkey, the Donma, kept his whatever legacy it was alive and spread it. It eventually became Israel at great cost to the Jewish people. Again, I'm going to recite this, but it's depressing to me, very depressing. Look, this latest article of mine, I quoted an article by Hillel Halkin. He did very, very good research. Now, Hillel Halkin lives in Zichron Yaakov. I must have met him. I must have. But that's not the point. What he wrote is the point. Well, a major Jewish source, the Jewish Forward, published an article in 1994 exposing once again that Atatürk means leader of the Turks. That wasn't his name. That was his nickname, right? But his real name was Mustafa Kemal. But he became known as Atatürk, father of the Turks. The real problem is Hillel Halkin lifted a phone just before Ezra Weitzman traveled. Oh my goodness. Look, this is a complicated story. I didn't say it's easy. He was the president of Israel in 1994. He was on his way to Turkey, the first Israeli president to visit Turkey, and Hillel Halkin phoned up his spokeswoman's name was Batya Kenan, and he asked her a few questions. And, well, in short, before he went to Turkey as the first Jewish president, he asked, does President Weizmann, in English, Weizmann, know that Atatürk was Jewish and was taught Hebrew prayers as a boy. And she answered, of course, like everyone knew that, okay? Back in 94, not everyone knew that, but she knew that.
Wait a minute. What year was this? Was this 44?
94.
1994. Okay,
of course, President Weizmann was, all right, in case you didn't know, the president of Israel in 1994 was Chaim Weizmann.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead.
I knew it was complicated. I just knew it. Just flow with me. I'll do the best I can, okay? Hillel Halkin phoned up President Ezer Weizmann's spokeswoman. Her name was Batya Kanan. And while he asked her if he knew that Atatürk, the founder of modern Turkey, was a Jew, and he was taught Hebrew prayers as a boy. And she answered, of course, like everyone knew. Okay, that's the background. I can't do better than that, all right? Leave it at that. And then it occurred to him, well, he phoned her back and he said, you know, Atatürk was Jewish. And she said, well, we checked and we have known nothing about that. And then we get into the facts of the matter. There aren't a lot of people like me, by the way. There really aren't. I'm not sure why, but there aren't. I think they're becoming more, and by the fact that I've been cut off from my email server, this latest article was more powerful than what came before.
All right. I think that basically the important thing is that there is an element within the Jewish faith. These are people who are really not Jews at all. They profess to be Jews, but they worship a
Jew. No, they don't profess to be Jews.
Well, most people consider them Jews.
How do we put this? They're an underground. Most Jews do not profess that the Sabbateans are Jewish. They're anti-Jewish.
That's right.
All right, I'll do the background.
Well, because I think it's so important that people understand there is an element within so-called Jewry which really hates Jews, but go ahead.
Yeah, look, this is a very tough topic, and I'm going to do my best. You know, I'm just practicing now, really. It's so complicated. Look, Hillel Halkin wrote the article, which I quoted. He cites in the Encyclopedia Hebrew, the Hebrew Encyclopedia of 1935, who was Mustafa Kemal or Atatürk. And he was of the Donma cult. Oh my. The Donma cult kept Sabbateanism alive. Now again, during the 17th century, Shabtai Tzvi, that's how you get the name Sabbateanism. Don't ask me how. Well, let's not dive into this, a little complicated. But in Turkey, there was a tiny cult. It wasn't so tiny. It didn't end up so tiny. It ended up ruling the country, called the Donma. The Donma were sort of underground. By the way, when I was in Israel, I met a Muslim Turkish girl at Hebrew University where I studied. And she said there are millions of them. Millions. You know what? I think I believe her. But let's dive into this. They were at tremendous variance with the Jews and the Muslims. All right, tremendous variance. What we're dealing with, Sabbateanism, is a cult that hid their Jewishness, or their at least their, well, let's just say, the genetic nationality from from the Turks. Now, there was somebody, his name was Lord Keep Cross. I'm not going to dive into that right now. It's so complicated, but he did write a book about a Turtuk that was published in 1964. And in short, he exposed his family background as Jewish.
And basically, there's this small this small group within Turkey that adheres to this Sabbatean religion, which is a
run the joint.
Right. And basically, of course, Ataturk was a member of that, and he became the dictator of Turkey. In fact, his progeny certainly have controlled it until 2002, when, of course, the control of Turkey transferred to the Muslim Brotherhood. But go right ahead, Buck.
That confused me a little bit. Let's just say the founders of Turkey were Ataturk's followers.
Okay.
Who were, in fact, of the Dharma, who were crypto-Jews. I'm doing my best here. I know this is a tough one.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish as we get into this background of this influence in Turkey.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and the story is a little confusing, but very basically back in the 1600s, there was a gentleman. He was a supposedly Jewish.
He was no gentleman.
Well, he was actually living in Turkey, and he declared
he was living in Gaza.
He was living in Gaza. Was this
lived in Gaza.
Okay, fine. Well, he announced that he was the Messiah. Was that right?
Yeah, that's right.
He announced he was the Messiah.
And it spread worldwide, and he had help. Yeah,
and basically, he had almost half of the Jews really believed that he was the Messiah who was coming and that had been promised by the scriptures. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
And basically, of course, then he got in some trouble with the Turks. The Ottoman Empire didn't like it, and they got him actually to suddenly change his religion from Jewish to Muslim, and of course he lost a lot of followers because of that. But there's still a small group.
I wouldn't say so small.
Okay.
Look, my information is they may number in the millions.
All right, fine. But they really are followers of Shabbatsky, and they are not traditional Jews. But in my opinion, they are part of a satanic sect that has an entirely different agenda, entirely different than the Jewish people. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that's fair, all right. Look, you have to look at the historical background, and it gets complicated. The Turks were defeated in World War I, and here comes, again, Atatürk. He sets up a secular Turkish Republic. They actually fought off the Greeks, and they found their own nation. It's a complicated story, but again, Atatürk concealed his Donma origins. All right, look.
And in the process, then, he imposes a secular state on Turkey, where although you could be a Muslim, it was not the official religion of the country, certainly. So basically, why Turkey then became a secular society with a Muslim foundation, and that is certainly because the man who led it was a secret follower of Shabbatsky. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right again. As I said, it's a complicated story. Look, the Donma were the sect. Now, they only married within themselves. They lived largely in Salonika, and, well, they were distrusted. They were viewed as heretics by Jews and Muslims. Look, they had a reputation for sexual deviancy and all this kind of stuff. They had a reputation as not following either Islam or Judaism. Nonetheless, this license, all right, license, they viewed it. Now, this gets complicated. Under Sabtai Zvi, biblical commandments were meaningless. The opposite was true. Now, Yitzhak Ben Zvi, and I'm going to say it again, he was the son of the founder of modern Hebrew. He wrote a book called The Exile and the Redeemed about Jewish communities. The Donma were a very, very, how do we put this? They were not Jewish. Once a year, listen, I'm going to give you holidays you've never heard of. Oh, my goodness, the sheep holiday. In short, it was orgies. All right, orgies, exchanging wives, the works.
And basically, of course, this is this sect that is existing. it had come out of Jewry, but these are people who oppose everything that Jewry stands for. They exchange wives, and many of them are homosexuality, all sorts of sexual deviancy, and this was an important part of this new religion, but it's still there, it's existed, it's always been there, but has a powerful influence in Turkey today, and it's from this area that Sidney Ataturk came from. Go right ahead.
Yeah. You know what? Yes. Look, modern Turkey was founded in 1920-21 after World War One. Tartuk took over the place with a new movement. Oh, I hear the music. Look, this movement was based on the opposite of the Torah. Whatever the Torah said, the opposite was true. I know that's, look, do not murder became do murder. That led to the Holocaust. It's complicated, but believe it or not, this is actual history.
And most people have never heard this history because this is the sect out there. The people who say they're Jews, but they're not Jews at all. And they have an intense hatred of Jewry. And they actually worked with Adolf Hitler to facilitate the Holocaust. And Barry has written about this extensively. These are stories you're never going to hear elsewhere, but this is the secret to understanding so much of what's taking place today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden, seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is saying that you really want to understand what's going on. You really need to read the writings of a rabbi named Antleman. And Rabbi Antleman, back in 1974, had written this whole story of the Sabbateans and how this group, which said they were Jews, but they really weren't, they had an intense hatred of Jewry and everything that was in the Torah that was worthy and good and certainly was certainly blessing of God. The people who were the Sabbateans were totally against. And these people have been around since the 1600s. And most people have never heard of them. Many Jews have never heard of this movement. And yet, of course, it is one of the major reasons why there's so many problems today as far as the Jews are concerned, why many people feel the Jews are behind everything bad in the world. And it's not the Jews. It's the Sabbateans. And certainly they are a secret sect, very little known to the average individual. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your books, how they can get your website, and how they can get your PayPal button. And then we'll get back to the story.
I'm going to need your help. I have no internet access. Look, my books are at lulu.com. Well, 8 of 9 are at lulu, lulu.com. Just write in Chambers. Chamish. You'll get to every book but the newest, and we'll fix that someday. I have to fix my own well, I have no internet. All right. The newest one is called The Stinger, Not the Stung. Just write in The Stinger, Not the Stung, Chamish. You'll get to that book. My website, thanks to Tom Mack, is BarryChamish.com. And, well, there is a PayPal button on the website. And my goodness, help me out, folks. I'm cut off. I'm really cut off. Now, let's go back. I got kind of a break in getting Rabbi Antleman's message out. Someone named Jerry Rabel published a book by Geffen Publishing that's in Jerusalem. It's called 50 Jewish Messiahs. Chapter 17 is Shabtai Tzvi, who he calls, quote, the most damaging Messiah in the history of the Jewish people. All right, no kidding. All right, just a few quotes of what he did. All right. First of all, he changed the Jewish holidays and violated all the dietary provisions of works. He declared they were inapplicable to Messianic times. Well, his meant his Messianic times. He declared that the new Messianic era, and again, Sabbateanism, meant that all biblical commandments were no longer binding. He proclaimed that God permitted everything now. Now, this is Rabbi Antleman's central assertion. And it's tough. It's a very tough one. And listen, if it took me 20 years, well, most Jews won't get it ever.
Well, Rabbi Antleman was trying to expose this satanic cult, this movement within Jewry, which wanted to destroy everything that the Jewish faith stood for. Go right ahead.
Oh, bless him. I'm so grateful he was my friend for all those years. I really am. In retrospect, I'm now getting on in time, and he's in his 90s, and, well, he's not what he used to be. But you have to understand Sabbateanism. Half the Jews of the world were Sabbateans. It wasn't a minor thing. They sold all their worldly goods. They climbed mountains. They expected to be transported to the biblical Jerusalem. It was, frankly, it was a very stupid movement. But half the Jews of the world were so desperate, they bought into it. And by the way, I'm going to just add this as a personal aside. back then in 1666, without the Vatican's help, it couldn't have spread to half the Jews of the world. Look, his redemption, his so-called redemption, would begin on the 15th month of Sivan. In short, June 18th, 1666. Look, you don't have to be a genius to figure out that June is the sixth month, 18 is 3 divided by 6, 1666, well, that's obvious. He knew that these were very significant dates.
And Joshua, for the Christian, why, of course, we believe that the 666 is the number, this demonic force that's going to be here, the Antichrist in the latter days. And certainly many of the Jews realize the significance of the number 666. And of course, this movement was formed in June 18th of 1666. Is that coincidence? Of course not. If you enter numerology, it all begins to fit together. But go right ahead, Barry.
Look, I'm not a big, Antichrist advocate. But if there ever was one, he was it. Right? Now look what Shabtai speak, proclaim. Well, his prayer, get this, all right? This was his main prayer. Praise be he, of course, with a capital H, who permits the forbidden. Right? If you can soak that in, praise be he who permits the forbidden. And then
basically what he's talking about is doing exactly the opposite from what Jews had been told, exactly the opposite from what God's certainly word had advocated. This was to be the inverse of that, and instead of certainly being proper and have normal moral values, this was the destruction of moral values, and that's why it was so popular. Everybody would like to be able to do all these terrible things in violation of God's law, and now it was suddenly accepted this was the way of the future. Well, this we're talking about in the 1600s, but it was very popular at the time. Fortunately, of course, when Shabtai. When he converted to the Muslim faith, he lost a lot of followers, and a lot of the Jews then, most of them, returned to their traditional faith. But go ahead.
Not for long. Listen, 100 years, European Jews went back to Judaism, but then Jacob Frank came. But let's do this in order. Look, Shabtai Tzvi personally abolished the laws concerning sexual relationships. That's for darn sure. Look, there are 36 major biblical sins. Well, he declared the law permitted now. It was the duty of the Jews to perform the sins. That would, believe it or not, hasten the redemption. Believe it or not, that was theology. Now again, for Jews who've long passed that and so forth, they can't believe it. They don't know their own history. Great masses of Jews in 1666 bought into this. Oh boy, for those who don't understand, nonetheless, what happened is Shabtai Tzvi was given a choice. We'll torture you to death, or you'll convert to Islam. And the coward that he was, he went for conversion. Now, there was someone named Natan. You don't have to know all the details, but he spread the word that Shabtai Tzvi had descended into the darkness of the Muslim world to gather the scattered fragments of light hidden there. Whatever that means to you means nothing to me. That wouldn't convince me, but it convinced a cult in Turkey, the Donmen, to adopt Sabbateanism. Now, it gets really kind of weird what this Natan said. There was an outward reality and an inner reality, and Sabbateanism was a theology of paradox. Now, once the Dharma, again, Atartu came from the Dharma. And I know you listeners, you know what? Most of them have never heard of this. All right. But it's, you've been fed a load of crap. That's what you've been fed. That's what changed not only Judaism, but Ottoman Turks. The Turkish world accepted the concept of paradox. And that kept them believing in Shabtai Zvi. Look, if this ended then and there, fine, we'll live with it. There's a cult in Turkey called the Dharma, but it didn't. Someone, 80 years later, named Jacob Frank, transformed Europe into Sabbatean hell. All right, he took the crap from the Turkish Dharma and, he made a new religion out of Judaism in Europe. Look, I'll give you one example, and there are many. And again, I'm not pushing my book now. Get Rabbi Antelman's book to read the vast, vast new Judaism called Sabbateanism. In short, oh my goodness. For your listeners who know what Purim is, it's Mordecai and Esther, and it's a wonderful holiday defeating the Turks. I'm sorry, the Persians. He turned it into a new holiday. The official name was called Extinguishing the Lights. The Dharma celebrated Purim with orgies. Purim was the holiday of sharing wives and engaging in all kinds of, unmarried sexual activity. And, of course, they cited biblical precedents. This is what, believe it or not, and this is also complicated, led in part to the Holocaust. Now, in my latest article, it sounds unrelated. It's very related. You now have the Sabbateanism, you now have a Turkic running Turkey, and you now have labor Zionists, the left-wing Zionists of Israel, trying to create a state in their image. Should I repeat that? I'm going to repeat that.
Go right ahead.
You have to understand that a very deviant force of Judaism, the far, far left, leave it at that, the far, far left. It's more complicated than that, but they cut a deal not only with Turkey, with Ben Gurion and Ben Svi and Weizmann, the works got their training in Turkey. In case people didn't understand that, the upcoming founders of Israel got their education from the Dharma or from the Sabbateans of Turkey. Read my books. All I can say is read my books. I have a book, it's called Shabtai Zvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. That pretty well describes what the book is all about. My people were taken over. Forget religion. You now have cults. Really awful cults. But cults. They founded Israel on the backs of the Holocaust. On the backs of my dead, relatives. I have nightmares over this. Nightmare. Taken out of your house. Sent to death camps. This was all organized. Because a deal was cut between the Nazis and the labor Zionists all Jewish organizations were banned in 1930. Three or four, I believe. There used to be 250 Jewish organizations. Now there was just one, Labor Zionism. They trained whatever Jew was willing to go to the camps. And we're talking doctors and lawyers and professors, whatever. They were trained to be farmers, and they were shipped to kibbutzim. Look, I'm going to go on to the next part of this article. And I did not say this article was simple.
Barry, let me just point out for the listeners, basically what Barry is saying is that the labor Zionists were Sabbateans. Would that be a fair answer? The labor Zionists are Sabbateans.
Without knowing it necessarily.
Okay, go right ahead.
Again, without knowing it necessarily, again, a German court. This was, a month ago. Look, a German newspaper called Bild Zeitung sued the government to release the Eichmann files. All right, they went to the Supreme Court and they sued and they wanted the files released. Well, it turns out the German Supreme Court ruled against them and the documents were destroyed. Okay, that's the basic issue. What information we're getting out, whatever files were released, the German government knew where Eichmann was hiding 8 years before Israeli agents captured him in Argentina in 1960. In 1952, they knew his name in Argentina, and they hid it. Now, again, this is another name, and I'm really just practicing. I'll do this again. If I'm Zurov, he's the chief Nazi hunter for the Simon Wiesenthal Center.
And I think you have to understand that the American government, the German government, the British government hid the fact that there were at least 10,000, probably many more, Nazi war criminals who were actually actively helped to escape to South America.
10,000 in one city in Argentina.
Right. There's some people think as many as 50,000. But the important thing is, look up the RAT line. Look up the RAT line. On the Internet, fortunately, we're still able to get some truth on the Internet. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program. They knew them. They protected the Nazis.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you enjoy the conversation with Barry. And basically, of course, you can get this information from Barry's website, but it is key to understanding what's going on today. There really are satanic organizations. Some of them are working at the highest levels of the Jewish faith. They're also working at the highest levels of the Catholic faith and the Protestant faith and most of the religions throughout the world today. There is a worldwide secret satanic movement. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to read it again. And then, of course, there are many of the references that Barry has. Important books, certainly Rabbi Antelman's work on the Sabbatean movement with the Jewish religion is vitally important to understand why it seems that there's so many Jewish people doing bad things. And of course, it's not because they're Jewish. It is because they are part of this sect that hates Judaism and hates Christianity and hates everything worthwhile because they're basically Luciferian. Now, you need to get my talk. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, it's about an hour and a half DVD, and basically it's the talk we gave back in Colorado. We called it there the secret agenda, but it's all the same thing. You need to get that. We actually have another excellent talk on population control because they're intentionally killing off large parts of the population today, and they intend to kill off hundreds of millions, if not billions more, as time goes by. These people are evil, inherently evil. And when you understand that, you can understand what's going on. But you need to get my talk on population control, the secret agenda, and then go up on the internet and just type in population control agenda. Population control agenda, you can pull it down on the internet, you can get it on my site. But basically goes into the plan program for murder, mass murder that's already taken place and will take place in the future. Now, basically, I wrote the population control agenda a decade ago. I would add to it a great deal more. But you'll see this all summarized in certainly in our a talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on the syllabus that goes with that, which is made up of the United Nations documents and other documents who will verify what I'm telling you. There really are people who intend to kill billions of people. They have a population control agenda that's already sought, partly with the Holocaust, but of course the next time around it's going to be the Christians. Get the information. Don't simply scoff and say it couldn't be true. My talk, the Agenda 21, the covert plan, is important. And if you don't want to put out the money, just to go up on the internet and type in population control agenda. Population control agenda, put my name, Stan Monteith, Dr. Stan, Radio Liberty, or you can get that on our website. But you must understand what's going on today. And then you must help us get the information out across America. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to have you. You can join the Radio Liberty family by subscribing to our newsletter or by simply taking our monthly four-tape set or four-CD set and getting the newsletter or simply by buying the products or the various products that we offer. All the money goes in to pay for the radio station, such as the one you're listening to tonight, where you're going to be able to hear the information you will not get through regular channels. So, again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, 4 hours live and 24 hours archived every day. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can read so many of the other things that are there. And so that we connect to a number of important websites that we think are important. We hope that you'll go to. So again, that's RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com is our website. Your job, if you can join the Radio Liberty family and help us financially, we'll appreciate that. If not, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, for our protection, because we have people praying all across America. And I'm sure this is why we've been able to be doing this for over 22 years, 21 years anyway. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. It is straight up top of the hour. You're in the right place. That is, if you are willing to expand your mind, if you're willing to look at the world as it is and not as they want you to think that it is, then you're in the right place. Thank you for joining us. I'm Joyce Riley. 3 hours a day, we attempt to bring you the information